You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take your Bible and let's go to the book of Philippians tonight, please. The book of Philippians. Our college next year will be 30 years of age in September, and we're excited about it. And we have some big plans for next year. In our college, I have preached more from this text that we're going to read together than any other text. I preach from it 2-3 times a year. I don't know. I've never preached the same message, I don't think. God gives me something different every time. But I preach from this quite a bit. I want you to read with me Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to begin in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10 through 14. Philippians 3, 10 through 14. Let's read together. Ready? That I may know him. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I'm thankful that the Spanish ministry can be here and the Brazilians here tonight. We're so blessed at North Valley Baptist Church. I thank you for all the souls the Spanish have won to Christ this year, all the music they've sung and all the preaching they've heard. We're thankful for all that's happening with that Spanish ministry. I thank you for the building over there and how that it's been used for the school as well. Lord, I pray your blessing upon our time together as we close out this calendar year in just a few moments. I pray for your touch, your power, your help tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul says in verse 14 is our verse tonight, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm speaking to you about goals tonight, and I've read in a book recently several things about goals, and I want to just quote them for you. One writer says this, to talk health, to talk prosperity, to talk happiness is goals. Another one said this, it's looking on the sunny side of everything. Another author said, to think only the best. That's a good statement. To think only the best. Amen. That's what you're going to have to do. That's what I'm going to have to do in 2026. Amen. Regardless of what happens, regardless what valleys we find ourselves, we're not always going to be on the mountaintop. What difficulties come our path, we're going to have to live with the sunny side of life, on the happy side of life, and only think of the best. Another writer said this, to be just and enthusiastic about the successes of others as well as your own. You're gonna have success this year, I promise you. Amen. If you work, if you pray, if you trust God, he'll give you success. Right. The Bible said, the author said this, it's to forget the mistakes of the past and profit by them. Teenagers, that's very important in your life. You're gonna have to forget the mistakes of the past and profit by what you did wrong. Another one says to wear a cheerful countenance and to give a smile to everyone you meet. Good. I'm going to try to give a smile to everyone I meet.
Amen.
I'm going to give a handshake. I'm going to give a hello. I'm going to just try to do it. And then lastly, this one said to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, too happy to permit the present trouble to occupy your brain. I'm not going to live that. I promise you. I preached a week ago, or this last Sunday, I pressed toward them. I count it all joy. I'm going to count it all joy. I just promise you I will. Whatever happens, I'm going to take it that God knows what's best for Jack Treiber.
Amen.
I don't know if there's going to be great victories or there's going to be great sorrows. I don't know if there are going to be sleepless nights, and there always is, and are there going to be days where I get rest. I don't know what the future holds, but I promise you this, I'm going to live on the winning side of life. I'm going to live with goals and ambition and direction. I want to talk to you about that goals for a few moments. The Bible says, I press, and press means to strain. Press means what? So the runner is running and is straining for that goal line. I press, I'm straining, I'm putting effort in this. You know, when you see these great athletes, you see that a lot of times they're in these muscle shirts and you see all the veins popping out, all the muscles pop. Let me just take my coat off and show you. But they're so strong. And they've strained, and they have veins coming down their neck. Really, they're probably not very handsome at all, come to think of it. But veins everywhere, and they're just stretching. And they're putting everything. And that's what God's word says. I press. Whatever goal you set in your life, you're going to have to press for it. You're going to have to strain for it. You're going to have to get up earlier in the morning and strain for your goal, the mark that you're going for. You're going to have to stay up later at night and strain for the goal. You're going to have to say no to some television. You're going to have to say no to some habit or some something that will capture your attention more than your goal. I strain. I put effort in this thing. I strain. I press toward the what? So to press means to what?
Strain.
The mark is the word, and it literally means the goal. Everyone here, Savannah, good to see you. Everyone here needs goals. Everyone in life needs a goal. I have so many goals for 2026. I know exactly my mortgage on my house. I know in August I'm going to go under another, not down to 100,000, but I'm going to go, it's taken me several years, I'm going down another 100,000. Praise God for that. And I'm working at it. Y'all add 10% more every month to your budget and you work at it. I'm working on my health. I'm working on my strength. I'm working on my Bible. I'm working on prayer. I'm going to be working on soul winning. I'm going to be working on Bible distribution. I am going to be involved. I'm going to sing to the glory of God every service. I'm going to come to, by the grace of God, maybe my wife, we have a taken vacation in years, but maybe this year we'll go on a vacation. But when we get home, we're in this thing.
Yep.
We're just in this thing.
Amen.
I'm in the bus ministry.
Amen.
I'm in the Sunday school. I'm in everything. I press, I strain toward the mark. What's your mark? Have you ever read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation? Have you ever done it? My brother-in-law said a few weeks ago, he was here preaching. He said, I quoted it Sunday, 95% of Christians never win a soul to Christ. I would imagine that means probably 90, 95% of people have never read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It takes 6 minutes a day. Do you have 6 minutes a day?
Yes,
6 minutes, three chapters a day. So all it takes is six minutes. Maybe you're a slow reader, you're going to take 10 minutes. Do you have 10 minutes for God? If you're driving to work at a stoplight, you get a minute every time you stop. Ten stoplights, if you hit them, you're going to read the Bible through. Or maybe you're going to hear the Bible read to you in the car, and just but you're by yourself, you hear that. But can't you strain to read the Bible through in 1 year's time? I don't know how it's going to be. I might get to bed tonight and go to sleep and sleep long in the morning. I doubt it. But last night I went to bed about 11:30, and at 12:30 I was up. 12 o'clock I was up, And I said, Lord, I need to rest because tomorrow night I want to be awake at midnight. I want to start reading my Bible. And I've got to, and 12:30 came and 1 o'clock came and 1:30, and I couldn't start my Bible reading yet because it's not the first. And I said, Lord, I'm going to have to get a nap today. I don't know how I'm going to do, but I got to get back to bed, get some sleep. And I got up real early this morning and I said, I got to get a nap. I never got a nap today. But I tell you what, I'm praying that I'll wake up about midnight and start reading my Bible tonight. I want to get in my Bible. Amen. I want the Bible to get in my heart. I'm going to strain for that. I'm going to push toward that. I'm going to beat any other time I've read the Bible through. And I'm going to get into the Word of God. Good. I press toward the mark, the mark for the prize. The prize in the Greek language is the Olympia prize. The Olympian would work, and he always would be in that position where he could be crowned. I want to be crowned. Amen. I heard my brother-in-law's funeral last week, and I was listening, my wife and I were listening to his funeral. I just know as a faithful pastor, oh, he was such a good man. I know that when he got to heaven, I know that God welcomed him to heaven because he was such a faithful, godly man. And crowns are going to be given to him. And I want to work for crowns. There's one crown of the many crowns that you can win is called a pastor's crown. I can win that. But I can also lose it. I want to win that because Revelation 5:10, I want to lay it at his feet and say, Lord, you're worthy of this crown. I press. What does press mean? I what? Strain for the mark. What's the mark? The goal of the prize. What is that? The crowning of a victor. Look what he says. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Several items I want to bring to our attention. Number one, you're going to have to look back. Would you look back over 2025 and see your accomplishments and your failures? We all have them. I have failures, things that disappoint me. I have so many successes. I always like to take it, I've already done it in my calendar, and I like to look back in January last year. Soul winning conference with Brother Salazar was such a blessing. Amen. How God reached him, and how he's just been so faithful to God down there in Los Angeles area. Strong church. I thank God for that Spanish work Brother Salazar has. I'm preaching there this year at a big Spanish conference. I'm very excited about it. I preached there before. I'm looking, and then I looked at last year, $254,000 with the buckets. Brother Simmons, wasn't that amazing? Amen. And buckets for buckets and a hot dog banquet the week before. Oh my goodness. And pastor's conference, nothing like it.
Amen.
And we go on and on with the calendar. 9,200 attended church on Easter Sunday. Think of that. This year, by the grace of God, we're going to have 10,000 people here. 10,000. Hearing the gospel message of salvation. You can go on in our 50th anniversary. I look back, and you want to set a goal by looking back. Illustration. Here's a man that is making a commitment tonight. I'm going to read my Bible an hour a day. Amen. That's a great goal.
Amen.
But last year, you didn't read it but 5 minutes a day. You have just set yourself up for defeat. You're not going to go from 5 minutes a day to 1 hour a day. Go for 10 minutes. Go for 15 minutes. Go for just a short period of time. And instead, I press toward the mark of the prize. You look back over your accomplishments, and you look back over your failures. Secondly, not only do you look back, but you never set an unattainable goal. Don't set yourself up for failure. You say, well, I'm going to pay $100,000 on my house mortgage this year. Well, that's $2,000 a week. Do you have $2,000 a week? I don't think you have $2,000. You just set yourself up for failure. If you want to pay your house off, instead of 30 years, you could pay it off in 15, just add 10% more of the mortgage, not the taxes, not the insurance, but just the mortgage point. So let's say you have a $4,000 mortgage, but $500 a month is taxes and insurance is $200 a month or whatever it is. So you're not going to pay, but you're going to pay 10% more. You could get out of debt. You could own a house here. It took my wife and I 18 years. But after 18 years of marriage, we got a house. Now, granted, it wasn't as expensive as it is today, but I never made what I was making today either. I can recall that first year, Mrs. Treber and I together made $8,000. No housing, no car expense, of course, no cell phones back then, nothing, no insurance, but we made $8,000. And the houses over here were going for $30,000, but I didn't have any money. My folks didn't have any money. I didn't have any way to get in. And so then they went up to $100,000, then they went up to $200,000, and then they went up higher than that. I just didn't have the money to get in. But after 18 years, God in His grace blessed us with a house.
Praise God.
I want you to know, maybe you've just moved into a condominium. You're buying it, or a small house. That probably is not your final house. It could be. But that may be your starter house. But you set a goal that's attainable.
Yes.
Do you want to go soul winning every single week? Why are you taking in, you're going to be sick, you're going to be on vacation, you're going to have a holiday. Are you taking that in? Maybe you ought to say, I'm going for 45 weeks this year. I'm making my goal 45 weeks. Make them attainable. Number three, that clock, I hate it. You set attainable goals spiritually, financially, family, and physically. How many of you, and you'd have to be a little strange if you raise your hand on this, but some of you are going to raise your hand because you're strange. You like to work out. Does anybody like working out? Is there any... Look at all these strange, keep the hands up, strange, all weird people.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
I can reach my goals, but I can never reach my goal for working out. I've decided I'm just gonna, well, I work out like this, and I eat with my fork, but that's about the extent of my, I told you this a few months ago. I decided I'm going to do 15 sit-ups a day. First Sunday morning, I did 15 sit-ups. The next time I even thought about it was 2 weeks later. I said, I've never thought about this. I did them and it hurt, but I said 15. And so I did them again. The next time I thought about it was 2 weeks later. I said, I don't think I'm going to do this year. What fun is it to get up in the morning to go running on a, whatever that machine is, what fun is that? My wife's been in the hospital a few times this week and this year for about 18, 19 days, and I'd get up at about 4:30 in the morning and I'd come home and shower and I'd go back immediately. And there's a Starbucks that's open. And it's right by one of those gym things, whatever they call them. 24, what do they call those things? A gym, right? So yeah, work out, whatever it is, work out. And I never had anybody in line. I just rolled up there, said, have a tall coffee, and that's it. And I got my coffee, and it was great. But I saw all these cars pouring into that gym to get on the ellipticals. And get, I thought, those people are crazy.
Amen.
They must not be saved. I mean, to work out, why would you do that?
Amen.
I rest my case right there. Little strange, but you know, it's all right. You know, I am terrible physically working out. I'm just terrible at it. My wife and I say, okay, let's walk every day. I'll walk a day and I'll say the next day, let's not walk today. She likes to come down here to church and she walks around in the hallway here. I think 4 or 8 times around is a mile, she said. And so I sit in my ready room and I just answer emails and text, and she's in there walking around. 1, I said, good, keep going. 2, good, keep going. 3, I'm tired, but that's okay. You know, where you're not very strong in setting a goal, don't set something that's crazy. Let me say this, I'll be done. What are you pressing for? What are you pressing for? Straining for? It needs to be godly. When will you begin pressing? Next week? Next month? No, it needs to be tomorrow. And how will you press? With determination. Most of you, I close, most of you do not know Tom Landry. Tom Landry was an amazing man. He was the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Landry always dressed in a suit and tie, always wore a hat. Tom Landry was just an incredible coach. He spent 17 years playing professional football. He flew 30 combat missions for the U.S. Air Force. He starred as a football player in the University of Texas. He's a man of great physical strength and great courage. He's passed away now. He said this, and I'll quote it for you. I had a difficult time finding my purpose for my life. Football was my life in elementary and junior high and high school and college. Professional football, it was my whole religion. I ate it, I slept it, I talked about it. He in high school, only one touchdown was scored against him in a game that all season long. Nobody could score against him. He advanced to the pros and he made every reward beginning in 1956 he won. He just won them all. He was all pro. And he would play in the Pro Bowls. But he came to the end of his career and he said, I'm empty. I don't know what to do. I'm just an empty vessel. My life has always been football. 17 years in the NFL, and prior to that college, and prior to that high school. And now I'm empty. The Bible said that a young man met him on the street corner, invited him to a Wednesday morning Bible discussion. And Tom Landry was very hesitant, said, I don't need that. But he attended in time, began to go to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. He got saved at the great First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He became a Sunday school teacher for an adult class at that great church that preached the Word of God for so many years. They had two pastors that pastored that church, both for 50 years. For 100 years, they only had two pastors. Now they have their pastor, and I know his name, but I can't think it. But he said, well, I found Jesus Christ as my Savior. I found my purpose for living. And Christ is my purpose.
Amen.
I want you to press this year for the mark. Get a mark. Get a goal. Some of you ought to say, my goal is to learn how to play an instrument. Play the piano. Play a guitar. Play a saxophone. Play a trumpet. And then get up here, and I'm talking about every service, use it for God's glory.
Praise God.
If you've got a talent and you're not using it for God's glory, you're backslidden. Gets quiet now, you're backslidden. You're not right with God. If you've got a voice, you could be singing in that choir and you're not singing, you're backslidden. There's no other way to look at it. If you've got hands that you could pass a gospel track, you're not passing them, you're backslidden. Our Father, I love my people so much, I never want to hurt them. But on this last service, I pray that some folks would just come and say, I'm going to press toward the mark. I'm going to get a mark, and I'm going to serve the King of Kings.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.